Okay, quick announcement regarding website changes, and I'm recording this so I can go on record regarding a conversation I had with Mr. Kurt Foley yesterday. And that was this. Oh, let me do one more thing here. Okay. I had called Kurt a few days ago, and I had a couple things. Some stuff that I just thought, you know, I was part of Team Kaizen for two of the last 4 years, and Kurt had said to me over a year ago, he said, Vance, call me anytime. Just if you got something, an issue. And it wasn't because I was part of Team Kaizen that he said that. I think I have history from when I met Kurt back, it was 10 years ago, 2008, and he had just been promoted to the position of CEO of Niken, and I was getting a tour of the facility, and he thought I was a new employee coming in to, you know, look at how everything was laid out and where, you know, the offices were and whatnot. And I mentioned something, and he said, well, let me give you my card so you know what extension I'm at. And he comes back out of his office and gives me his card, and I hand him ours. And he looks at it and says, oh, you're a customer. I went, a customer? And he said, oh, I mean, you're with Niken, and you're not coming on as an employee. I said, oh, no, I'm not employable. I don't make a very good employee. I've tried it a couple times, and it doesn't work so good. And he said, we exchanged something else, but I looked at him, and the last thing I said to him was simply this. I said, Kurt, I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. And he said, what's that? And I said, I'll do what I'm supposed to do as a consultant, not as a customer, but as a consultant, to bring other customers to you, and I'll do my job, you do yours, and I doubt we'll ever have to use that information on those cards. And he looked at me with this really funny kid grin, and he said, deal. And I remember it was over a year later when he spoke at a conference up in Seattle, and I went up to say hi, and he said, Vance, I still have you and Stacy's card on my desk. And we had a picture on our card at the time. I said, yeah, it's tough to throw away when there's such a good-looking couple on. And, of course, he laughed. And I said, do you remember what I said to you? And he said, I do. And I thought, and he quoted it exactly. You know, I'll do your job. As we discussed yesterday, the current websites, the website changes, and there's an update that you should have on the European changes. And basically, this is what he said. They are using an outside vendor, obviously, and not an in-house computer programmer. And they're not just changing the North American website and modifying it and overhauling it, but if I understood what Kurt shared with me, is the goal is to make it universal so that anywhere where Niken is doing business, it's a universal website that's user-friendly so that when you bump into somebody or you're talking, you're introducing somebody to Niken, and they say, oh, my daughter is doing a foreign exchange program right now, and she's living in France, and she really, really needs this. Well, oh, okay. Well, you can go on our website, and boom, she can order it right there in that particular country. I think that's the ultimate goal, if I understood Kurt correctly. And he said right now, and this was yesterday, he said on Monday, which is 2 days from now, the new European website will go live. And that's confirmed in the email that I just read this morning that addresses, okay, that this is going to be down until, you know, this time. He said, Vance, this is what he told me yesterday, okay, and I'm sharing it as he shared with me, that we had to start with the European site and get that all rectified and cleaned up before we could do the U.S. site. Now, of course, us as Americans, we say, wham! How come we can't be first? We're supposed to be, you know, on and on and on and on. And, well, it's just how it worked out. And I told him, I said, well, I don't have any problem with that because I can still order products. Our customers are still being able to. I just got an email late last night, and I responded to it early this morning, a gal who forgot her ID number, and she didn't know how to go on the Niken site to order three tubes of CM cream. And I wrote her back and said, absolutely, I can help with that. gave her the website. I didn't give her the link. I just typed www.mynikan.com. I know that's the fastest way to get her connected. Her ID number and her password. And it's done. It's not rocket science. I don't have to send her the link to my website. She's already a registered customer. And so I know that'll get to, and if I don't see an email response in the next 24 to 48 hours showing that she ordered this three tubes of CM cream, I'll write her back and say, did you run into a snag or were you not able to order? Or if something messed up and somehow she got connected to somebody else's site, I can still follow up with that. That's my job as a consultant. There's a lot of things. But what, here's the funny thing about my conversation with Kurt yesterday. He gave me a directive, but before he gave me that directive, I shared with him. I said, you know, Kurt, for me, my life was completely changed several months ago when I heard Luis Casaga, who is the managing director of the Spanish-speaking countries. He shared this quote when he spoke in San Antonio, and it really, really helped me to understand that change is always going to happen. And the thing that I think it really packs a punch is that right now the Spanish-speaking countries are kind of leading the charge of Nikan. Their statistics are off the charts. They've got more people going to Japan here in a couple weeks than any other marketing units. And why is that? Well, I think there's a lot of factors. But one of them is having a director like Luis. And when he shared this quote, I thought, oh my goodness, that's really, really pivotal. And it allows us to tap into something. And the quote is simply this. When change occurs, we have two options. Complain or seek understanding. And I shared that with Kurt, and he said, Vance, can you share that on your Facebook page, and so I can reshare it. I said, you know, Kurt, I'm not on my Facebook page. I haven't accessed it in forever. I don't need it. He said, well, can you have Stacy share it? And I said, sure. And he said, that is really good. And here was his directive. He said, Vance, when you come across people who don't understand the changes that we're making at Nikan, please, you can share with them, you know, I don't understand all the changes, but, or what Kurt's doing, you know, or this. And this is the way he said, if they don't understand it or they have questions and you don't understand it, just simply tell them, I don't know what Kurt's doing, but let me see if I can find out. And I said, Kurt, if you give me that open access, that would be huge. And he said, granted, it's not a big deal. He said, here's the big thing that I'm sure most of the people out there don't understand, is he said, this has been going on for a long, long time, and every time we get an update on the website and on the PWP changes, he said, it's like we keep asking the question, which episode of Seinfeld is this going to fall into today? He said, there have been more hidden variables than we ever could imagine with updating and getting this thing the way we want it to work. And these little hidden things that pop up that we had not even planned on. And he said, we can't take it seriously because we would just all go crazy. He said, so we find ourselves laughing about it, going, we can't believe yet here's another dilemma that we're dealing with. Why can't this just be a simple changeover? And I said, you know, that's an interesting look at it, because for us out in the field, we think it should be super easy, and it's not. And he said, no, it hasn't been. He said, it's been very, very frustrating to go the direction that we want it to go, so that it'll do what you guys want it to do. And he said, it's very, very frustrating. So he said, but time frame. And here we are in May, and some of us have heard that it won't be done until July. Okay, well, that's 2 months away. I mean, do we all realize that the 4th of July is less than 2 months away? I mean, I do, because we have guests coming in staying with us from Texas, and there's several little projects I need to get completed before they're here, so we can enjoy that with them. But July is not too far away. So I guess all that to say is, hang tight. keep doing what we do best, introduce people to the products, figure out a way to get them ordered, even if it's not as simple or as easy as we want it to be, a click here, a click there. We can still order the products. We can still register people as customers. I guess my greatest question is to myself, how many people ever looked at my website before? And Larry Hafner and I discussed this late last night, that it is nice to be able to put our story there. However, I think at the same time, our responsibility is to develop our story and be able to share it in 30 to 45 seconds as an elevator pitch or speech and say, you know, this is what life was like before NACN. This is what happened when I was introduced to it, and here we are today. You know, 15 seconds on each aspect and as much time as it takes to ride an elevator, and we should be able to share it. Yeah, we can put more gory details in there, but some of the best elevator pitches or elevator speeches that I've ever heard in, during my quarter century with NACN have been ones so that you get right to the point right off the bat. And I heard a whole slew of them Monday night on our ICANN call that were just over the top. The fastest one, I think, was 8 seconds long. And, I mean, that's just tremendous. So we should be able to share that, but right now we're not able to put that on our website. So that's the latest from our CEO, and I don't know if that helps. It sure helps me, and because I didn't call him to complain, I just called to seek understanding. And I think if we can do that and continue doing, because I can remember back yesteryear, I know that's not a word, but when we, and this hits me every week, I think about this, when a matter of seconds from any mobile device, from a laptop, an iPad, from my phone, if I want to help a customer get order a product or whatever, bring clarification, and I did this just a few days ago, as I'm walking out the house, I'm sat down in the garage to put my shoes on, and the phone rings. I recognize the number. It's one of our customers, and we talked, you know, real estate, which is the industry he's in, for about 10, 15 minutes, and I said, you know, Rob, I am so sorry. You called me, and I hijacked the call and we kept on talking about real estate. What can I help you with, or was there some reason? He said, yeah, Vance, I'm on the NACN website right now. I got my 3 bottles of progesterone capsules, which I need to get back on because of my condition, and I'm anxious, and I will make sure I share his testimony with you in a couple weeks of what the captain, he was on the liquid years ago and has been, you know, off and on. But he said, I'm looking for these earrings that you told my daughter about, and I told his daughter about them a long time ago. She has been fighting and dealing with raging headaches, and I just simply said to her in passing at church, you know, these earrings that we have, I've helped a lot of people with headaches. I don't know if they would help you. I can't make a medical claim. However, they've helped a lot of people. Well, the long and short of it, he said, Vance, I'm looking at the website. I can't find just the earrings. I'm finding a set. And I said, well, hang on a second, Rob. Let me see what you're looking at. So I brought up on my phone. And as I did it, I started laughing inside. I didn't laugh out loud because I was thinking back to prior to the internet, prior to having everything at our fingertips, and I'd have to go get a catalog and hope that it was updated, or download a price list, or request a price list be faxed to me of what was current. And I'm thinking, we did this all while I was sitting on the garage step in less than 15 minutes. And he placed a several $100 order, and there was no complications with any of it. I guess his biggest frustration, if there was one, was that he wasn't able to order just the set of earrings. And he got the necklace as well. And because he placed the order on Wednesday prior to noon, because of the weight, it qualified for expedited shipping. And that order is going to be delivered today, in time for Mother's Day. daughter's not a mom, but he got an extra necklace to boot when all he wanted was the earrings. So, and I know it's just one example of a customer. However, I have to keep thinking when change occurs, we have two options. We either complain or we seek understanding.
Right.
So, anyways, that's my update on the website. I don't know if that helps, but it helps me to understand that this is always going to evolve into a process. I'm not a Pollyannist, okay? There are some major issues, and I'm not saying, oh, it'll all work out, ollie oxen free, let's sing a good round of kumbaya and everything will be wonderful. There's always going to be problems. And as I learned years ago from Mr. Larry Prophet, the only place that's just loaded with people without any problems, without any stress, without any concern, or without any worry, is the local cemetery. Those people are living problem-free lives, stress-free lives. There's no problems at all. But I don't think we want to go there quite yet. But there's always going to be issues. However, I think if we keep the main thing, and focus on, this is not as easy as we would hope it to be, but we're still able to connect people with NECAN, get them registered, and help them. Help them. Do a non-21st century thing and help them get to the website. Help them, show them. Say, let's take a look at that. Don't revolve everything on, let me just send it all to you and you look at it at your own time. No, take the time, take a few minutes and help them. And I think that will actually create something that a lot of companies are overlooking, and that is the customer support that we can provide our customers. We've got a few people on the line who have demuted their line, so question or comment?
And?
Yes. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I just wanted to just send out a happy Mother's Day greeting to your lovely wife, who I've never had the privilege of meeting, but to lovely Stacy and your dear, lovely Mother Char and all the wonderful mothers on the call.
Linda, and I want to thank you because I did not get that on the first recording, but I really, really appreciate that because we have just in our family, with Stacy, Kenna, Emily, Addie, and myself, we have so many mothers represented that it's crazy having three of the five that are adopted, and two of those having moms that they've never met. I don't think this side of heaven they ever will. So it's a really, really emotionally raw sometimes day for us, and yet we get to spend part of tomorrow, and I'm so excited about this, as a family. We just last year, and it was crazy fun. The two biggest times of the year where people are giving and receiving flowers or deliveries that usually involve flowers is Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. But here's the statistic, or here's the fact. Not everybody has a sweetheart. But everybody has a mom. So Mother's Day is actually bigger when it comes to floral deliveries. And so anyways, one of our local florists in the next town over, 100,000 people in the city of Gresham, they hire people, they don't really hire, but anybody can, if you're part of a charitable organization or a nonprofit like the Kiwanis or a local baseball team or whatever, you can be the delivery people for them on these weekends where they can't hire enough people. And so there's a set protocol to follow, and we did this last year, and so we're going to deliver flowers to moms, and we get paid for it, or I should say the charity that we're working on behalf of Oh, and by the way, speaking of charities, I want to thank, oh my goodness, and I know she didn't do it to receive any kudos publicly, but Nancy Cosman heard something that I mentioned a few weeks ago. Next Saturday, I and Kenna and Addie, the three of us, are walking 6 kilometers. And I got the Oh my goodness, I got the information today emailed to me, and the little boy, the young man that I am walking for, I can't pronounce his name properly, but oh my goodness, is he, I just want to pinch his cheek so hard. Dejanda Bay, he is from the country of Chad. He's 5 years old, and I'm going to be walking 6 kilometers on his behalf. 6 kilometers. This is a World Vision project, and this is in the Healthy Society pillar. I'm going to be walking on his behalf because that's the average length or distance that people in third world countries that don't have access to running water, that's the average distance that they have to walk each way every time they want to get clean water or get water that actually probably is not really clean. But our family's doing this. Stacy and Emily are working as a volunteer, working the booth. But Kenna, our 19-year-old, and then Addie, our 8-year-old, and myself are going to be walking the 6 kilometers. And this is something that I would encourage you to do. That is happening all over North America. World Vision. I don't know if they call it a walk for water. No. Global 6K for Water. It's happening next Saturday. You can go on their website, again, World Vision, and see. But I just got this morning, and I can't, this is going to be so much fun. And you guys, I'm not an athlete. I don't work out. I don't have a gym membership. I don't have any idea what's going to happen, but I know I've got a Neken bottle, and I will take a bunch of other, you know, Neken water out of the waterfall. Just changed our filter a week ago. But if you want to get involved in this, I would encourage you to do it yourself. But if you don't have any way connected, or maybe your city's not hosting one, I'd gladly walk on your behalf. And if you want to sponsor me, you can. Any dollar amount, and I'm sure, I don't know all the details about how to do that, but Nancy sent me this wonderful donation, and I just so appreciate what we as an Neken family can do. And so Kenna's going to be walking, and Addie as well. I'm sure Addie's going to complain, but she gets to wear a picture of the child that she's walking on behalf, because for $50, the statistics are, for $50, they will be able to drill a well in these target areas so that these young people don't have to walk the 6 kilometers each way to get water. It's done. Literally, they'll be able to have clean, sustainable water in their villages that's not tainted with malaria, that's not tainted with mud or animal fecal matter. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But if you want to jump on board behind us, you know, P.O. Box 225. P.O. Box 225, Corbett, Oregon. Corbett, Oregon, 97019 is our address. You want to just drop a donation in the mail? Great. You can make it out to us, and then we're going to just put it all into the thing. If you want a tax-deductible thing, go on World Vision site, and you can type in my name or Kenna's name or Addie's name, and it'll come up. I've already done it, and it's really, really simple. So anyways, enough of a plea for that. Again, as Linda said, have a wonderful, truly wonderful Mother's Day. And those of you who are moms, it's your day to be celebrated. So please do something that you would enjoy doing and just simply relax. Yes?
I just got one quick question about the 90% bottled water that you said is not good for you. You said that was in, where did that come from? You said it was just like a month ago.
Yahoo News and April, actually it's been more than a month. It was 6 weeks ago, coming up on 2 months ago. It was the April 15th Yahoo News story. And where did I put it? I know I saved it. It would take me a while. Dave Johnson is the one that shared it, so if you want to go back to the emails that Dave Johnson shared, Let's see if I can find it.
But you can look for it. If you can't, could you send it to me? It's Carol Cosby.
Okay, Carol, I'll tell you what. Send me an email.
Sure.
And just put in there, I'm... I found it. I found it right here. And I'm going to forward it to you, Carol. Look at this. And I'm just going to forward to you a short email that I sent a potential customer. And there you are. C.S. Poots at AOL, correct?
Yes.
And I know I didn't pronounce it. But yeah, in this email you'll see that I wrote to this gal, but the first link that's attached, it's yahoonews.com, top bottled water brands contaminated is the report. And it is in your email.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, gang. You're very, very welcome. And again, please, moms, grandmoms, great grandmoms, be celebrated because you're awesome.
Thank you. May they all have a very happy and blessed Mother's Day.
Thank you, Justine. So appreciate it.
All right,
we'll talk to y'all later.
How does one get a hold of Dave Johnson?
Well, how about I just give you his phone number? I just prior to our call this morning, sent him a text and said, hey, what's the best number? The office line that I have for him that I've reached him on. Well, I'm going to give you a couple. Okay?
Okay.
208.
Okay.
262.
Okay.
4044.
Okay.
And then his cell number is 775.
Okay.
772.
Okay.
7741.
Got it. 775-772-7741.
A lot of 77s in that one.
Okay. Thank you. You all have a very happy and blessed day. And to everybody.
All right. Okay, gang, thanks again, and look forward to chatting with you next Saturday, if not before. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, bye. Man.